the world of sports, and with this update, Max Cook will be in. It's being brought to you by Thumb Cellular, celebrating 30 years. Thumb Cellular has been the talk of the thumb since 1991, and we will hear from Max right after this.
The holiday season has arrived, and so have Thumb Cellular's holiday savings. Now through the end of the year, you can choose your own deal. Thumb Cellular is giving you $100 to spend with them however you want with every two-year contract. How can you use it? However you want. Apply it towards your new smartphone. All accessories, including earpods, device insurance, a special 50 gigabyte data bucket, your monthly bill, or in the spirit of giving, get Thumb Cellular gift cards for somebody else. With smartphones and accessories going fast, head to your local Thumb Cellular before they're gone. For more information, go to thumbcellular.com/deals. Terms and conditions apply. Speak with a customer care representative for details. Offer valid through December 31st, 2021.
The boys' high school basketball season has yet to tip off, but we had some girls' action last night. Macomb Lutheran North defeated Elmont 48-33, and the Warrior Ladies of North Huron just pummeled the Peck Pirates 55-17. Your morning sports connect. This is WLEW. Wow, it was a record-breaking night for the Memphis Grizzlies. Despite playing a third straight game without injured star Ja Morant, the Grizzlies have won the most lopsided game in NBA history. The most lopsided game in NBA history. A 152-79 dismantling of the Thunder. Yeah, 152-79 over the Thunder. The 73-point victory eclipses Cleveland's 148-80 win over Miami back in December of 1991. Memphis shot 61% over the first three quarters, including 15 of 28 from three-point range. 152-79, the Grizzlies all over the Thunder. Meanwhile, the Suns set a team record with their 18th consecutive win, 114-103 over the Pistons. Cam Johnson and Cameron Payne both scored 19 points to help Phoenix win, despite not playing leading scorer Devin Booker for the first time this season. Johnson and Payne sparked a stellar effort from the Suns bench, which finished with 48 points. Phoenix shot 76% in the second quarter and led 69-51 by the halftime. 114-103, the Suns over the Pistons. Los Angeles Lakers forward LeBron James has been cleared to return to the team after missing one game under the NBA's health and safety protocol. The league said yesterday that James is not positive for COVID, despite a series of tests that produced conflicting results on Monday. Additional testing cleared James to play with the Lakers host of Los Angeles Clippers tonight. Antonio Brown is among three NFL players who have been suspended immediately for three games by the league for violating the COVID protocol. The punishment comes amid some recent allegations that players misrepresented their vaccination status. Michigan faces number 15 Iowa in the Big Ten championship game at Indianapolis this weekend. Neither team has won a conference title since they shared it back in 2004. The Wolverines could use a win to seal a spot in the college football playoff action, and that would give them a chance to return to Indianapolis for January's national championship game. Michigan 11-1, Iowa 10-2 going into this one. And just hours into Major League Baseball's first work stoppage in 26 years, Commissioner Rob Manfred and union head Tony Clark presented diametrically opposed views of each side's negotiating positions that point to a lengthy lockout. In separate news conferences less than a half day into baseball's ninth work stoppage, Manfred said the union's proposal for greater free agency and wider salary arbitration would damage small market teams. Clark, the first former player to head the union, accused Manfred of misrepresentations in his letter to the fans. Your morning sports connect. This is WLEW. Click sports at thumbnet.net.
Thanks, Max. This update on sports presented by Thumb Cellular. Celebrating 30 years, Thumb Cellular has been the talk of the thumb since 1991.